Hello, this is Mike Cassis from the CNE Security CXP team here at Microsoft, and today we're going to do a quick video on how to set up the SIM connector for Cloud App Security using some free tools. Before we begin, let's take a quick look at the architecture. Cloud App Security is a cloud-hosted service, and we're going to be deploying our SIM connector on-prem, which is then going to be connecting to our SIM. For this demonstration, my lab environment is a 2012 R2 Windows server that's running Java 8. And it's deployed in Azure, and my SIM connector and my SIM are actually going to be on the same box. So it's going to be a very minimal, not typical enterprise deployment. You'll need a few things to get started and follow along with this video. First, you will need a Cloud App Security tenant. This can be done with a free trial or a paid tenant. You will want that Windows machine with Java 8 already installed. You will need that syslog service endpoint. And for me, I'm using Kiwi Syslog Server, and I've hyperlinked it there in bullet 3. And then finally, you're going to need that SIM agent, and that can be downloaded from the documentation on docs.microsoft.com, or we'll have an opportunity to download it as we walk through the wizard. Down at the bottom is the command that we'll be using to bootstrap, and I've highlighted in red the areas that we're going to be updating through the course of this video. So let's get started. We're in my 2012 R2 box, and I'm logged into my Cloud App Security environment. And to get to this page, you just need to go to the gear and go to SIM agents. And we're going to go ahead and start this wizard for adding a SIM agent. And we're going to give it a name, and I'll just call mine demo vid. And for our SIM format, we'll just select generic Ceph format. Let's go ahead and select next. Now we need some information about our syslog endpoint. So let's go ahead and minimize the window, and I'll show you how I have Kiwi Syslog Server set up. And again, if you're following along with a different tool or you're using an actual SIM, that's great. So go ahead and skip past this part. If you are following along with Kiwi Syslog, go ahead and go to File Setup, scroll down to Inputs. And you can see here I've set this up to be my local IP, which is 127.0.0.1. And I'm going to be listening for messages on UDP 514. So I've turned on listen for UDP messages, and our port is set to the default 514. So I say OK. Now let's go back to our window. And we're going to put in that 127.0.0.1 address. And for our port number, we're going to put in 514. And we're going to select UDP. Let's go ahead and click Next. Now we can determine what we want to retrieve from Cloud App Security. By default, alerts are set. But we can turn on activities as well. We're going to leave these to all alerts and all activities, but do know that you can actually click these drop downs and filter out what you want to see and what you don't want to see. So we're going to click Next. The token that we're getting is going to be used to bootstrap the SIM agent. So let's go ahead and copy this to our clipboard. I'm going to minimize our browser. And you can see I have up in Notepad that same command that we saw a little bit earlier. So we're going to paste over the word token with our token. And we're also going to fill in our address and port, which we said was 127.0.0.1, and our port was 514. And then finally, we just need to grab the version. And the version we'll get once we download the SIM agent. So let's go back into our browser, and let's click the hyperlink for the jar file. This takes us over to the downloads page. We're going to download this. It's a pretty small agent, so we're going to go ahead and open up the zip file. Let's copy this. Let's drop it into that folder that we had set up before. And I have this just in a special folder that I put on my desktop, nowhere in particular. So our agent is in there. And what we'll notice, right, is that the agent has a version of 0.93.64. If you're watching this video, you know, weeks from now or months from now, this version will likely change. So go ahead and take a look, and let's go ahead and fill in that 0.93.64. So now we have the full command that we need to bootstrap our agent. And I have command prompt open up here in the top left, and I've already CD'd into my directory where I have the agent located. So you need to make sure that you're in the directory before you run the command. So let's go ahead and paste that in there. That'll run. It's initializing, and it's complete. So what we should see in just a moment is a bunch of activities and alerts popping up in our Kiwi Syslog server and as we suspected. Here they are. And now let's go back into our browser and we'll click finish. And if we refresh the page, what we should see is a status of connected for the SIM agent. And we do. So very, very simple, not too hard to get set up. This is a great way to start to retrieve a lot of those activities and alerts that you want to see, send them to your SIM, or even just send them to a custom syslog server like we set up in this video. So to wrap up, I do want to quickly call out that we do have a CXP security community. This is a great way to see a lot of the technical preview bits that come out. You can talk directly to our engineering teams, myself included, and ultimately you can help influence our product direction. So go ahead and visit aka.ms/security community or feel free to email us at seccxp.com@microsoft.com. Thank you so much. Have a great day.